For Parshas Pinchas, we're going to try to focus today on the concept of the reward that was given to Pinchas. Lachein emar hinenino seinlo esbrisi shalom vaisalo ulzaro acharav bris kunas olam, etc. Now, obviously, we're skirting perhaps the main issue, why Pinchas deserves this particular reward, and we'll leave that for another time. But we want to study today is these cryptic words here. Brisi Shalom, what does Brisi Shalom mean? What does it mean? Lo ulizaro achrov. What's the big deal about Bris Kunas Olam? After all, Pinchas is a Kohen. Again, there may be 1,000 answers to that question, but we're going to focus on one today. And we'll begin with his Hifri on the Pasuk Esfoli Shivas Shivim Ish. And this Pasuk is going to formulate the halacha of Sanhedrin, and beyond Sanhedrin, the Sifri darshins the word li, and we find li in the context of the Kohanim, v'chano li in the context of the Leviim, v'hayu li, and with regard to Sanhedrin, we saw the Esfoli, and that teaches the role, if you will, of the Sanhedrin. But what's the Li with regard to Kahuna, and what's the Li with regard to Leviim? So what we want to study today, and rarely do we have like one single source that we want to put all our energy to, but this is the rare case, is the Briskerov. And you'll see this on number 4, starting on the bottom right, and it continues on to the next page. He wants to understand the Biur, what does it mean, Nasati lo esprisi shalom. Hinin yasati lo nasati lo esprisi shalom. Hinin no sing lo esprisi shalom. And he says the following. The Sifri takes the word li, both with regard to Kohanim and with regard to Leviim, b'chano li, and v'ayu li al Leviim, to teach us kayam li olam uli olme olam. Now this means that Shevet Kahuna, as a Shevet, will continue to exist for all eternity. That's the divine promise. He says, "Havtocha miyucheres shel alakonim v'alavim shu kayovim liolam ulol me'olam." He adds here a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which you'll see at number 3. V'lakohanim alviim lo yikareis ish milafonov. Mala olam akter mincha sezeva kol hayomim. So it means that Hashem guarantees the eternity of the Kohanim and the Leviim. However, he says that only applies to the Shevet. It doesn't focus or concentrate, isolate any particular mishpacha. So you could have mishpachos, which are Kohanim, Leviim, but they will die out. There's no guarantee that every mishpacha of the Kohanim will live forever. It means the Shevet will live forever. He writes that even if Teferu as brisi ayom as brisi alayla, He says, even if there'll be afaras habris, if nevertheless, even if there will be, Rachman Utslan, a violation of the bris, nevertheless, this promise is an absolute promise. And this is the special bris of Kuhuna. With regard to other Shvatim, we have a principle called Lo Kal Yeshivta. But that principle, that guarantee that Lo Kal Yeshivta, which means at the end of time we'll have all Yud Bei Shvatim, no Shevet is completely lost, that doesn't tell me anything about Kohanim, because Kohanim are not a Shevet. Kohanim are a branch of Shevet Levi. So we need a special bris here that no matter how far the people of Israel will chas shalom stray from the path, the Kohanim as an entity will always continue to exist. But now we get down to the specifics. A mishpacha mi mishpachas haKohanim. We have no guarantee that they will live forever. You could have a mishpacha, as I said before, that's chas shalom wiped out, but the bris and the promise to the Kohanim as an entity is still maintained. Here's where Pinchas gets a schar. What is the reward given to Pinchas? That he will have a bris of kahunas olam. Kahunas olam means that as a mishpacha, the mishpacha Pinchas is guaranteed eternity. A special bris with Pinchas. No other segment or family or branch of Kohanim could claim that they will definitely, by virtue of divine promise, live forever. Lo tiyeh bris kunas olam. He as a mishpacha has a specific bris, not only a bris for the Kohanim in general, but a bris for the offspring, the descendants of Pinchas, that they will live li'olam. And if there will be other mishpachas of Kohanim that aren't part of mishpachas Pinchas, and they will possibly perish, they're not included in this bris. No single mishpacha is included in the bris, with the exception of Pinchas. That's the bris kunas olam that's given as a reward to Pinchas. And when we say li with regard to kahuna leviyah, in the case of Pinchas, the word lo is the same as the word li. He's given this li, this bris kunas olam. The Brisker Rav says that there's a Rashi, you'll see this in number 5 at the end of Masechta Zvachim, that seems to support this, because Rashi says, Kra hasa bibracha ksib bisaro shelo tipase kula mizaro, there'll never be a termination of kuna from the Zerah of Pinchas. So that's v'hai salom. Why is this called a bris shalom? Why does the pasuk Yud Beis say that not only is this a bris lo ulazaro achra of kahunas olam, but also brisi shalom? Wouldn't it be sufficient for the Torah to call this a bris kahunas olam, and that you guarantee that this mishpacha of zaro shall Pinchas will exist forever? Why add the brisi shalom? And the answer is because based on a pasuk in Malachi, which you'll see here in number 6, the word shalom always appears with chayim v'shalom. So take a look in Malachi. Brisi haisa ito hachayim v'shalom. Why does Pinchas receive this great commitment or guarantee for chayim? And the answer is Tachas Asher Kinei Lelokov Vayechaper Al Bnei Yisrael. Pinchas steps up at the moment that Chas V'Shalom, because of the Kinei Elokov, because Bekado is Kinei Sivitov Lo Chilisi Es Bnei Yisrael, that means that the entire nation of Israel was on the verge of Chas V'Shalom Kloya, and Pinchas steps up and he saves them from Kloya. He gives life where death was imminent, and therefore he gets Brisi Shalom. Shalom means Chaim. But But here at this point, the Brisker Rav makes a major move. Chazal say, according to at least one Ma'adi Omar, that Pinchas Elio, and Elio, Yichye La'ad, Elio never dies. Maybe becomes a Malach, what do you say?
Source number 4.
I'm at the bottom of the left column now, on source number 4. You know, it starts on the right and it goes to the left. I'm like 5 lines before the end of the left column on top of number 4, before we get to number 5.
4 is on the right column.
Yeah, I'm saying it starts on the right column, but it goes over to the left. So if you count up 4 lines before the end of the left column of number 4, you'll see that he says that Pinchas, according to this approach, is Elio. So the Bris Shalom, which means Chaim Li'olam, actually applies literally to Pinchas, because just like Elio lives Li'olam, if I identify Pinchas as Elio, he will live forever. He is guaranteed immortality. So when we say that there's a Bris Kuhunas Olam, which means that they'll always be calling him from the mishpacha of Pinchas, then first and foremost, that bris is fulfilled with Pinchas himself, because Pinchas himself is going to be bris kuhunas olam. He's going to live for all eternity because he is Elio, and he lives liad. So at least as far as Pinchas is concerned, we understand here the overlap, or if you will, the identity between bris shalom and bris kuhunas olam. Because Pinchas gets both. He gets Bris Shalom, which means Chayim. And Chayim means eternal life. That's going to be Pinchas Zu Elio. And Bris Kunas Olam, that there will always be Kahuna from Pinchas. And in the case of Pinchas himself, he will always be a Kohen, because he's always going to live and he'll never die. Behind the Siva Isolo Bris Kunas Olam, may a Bris Shalom be Atzmo. Notice that in Pasuk Yud Beis you have Bris Shalom, Brisi Shalom, and then immediately in Pasuk Yud Gimel Bris Kunas Olam. The Bris Kunas Olam of Yud Gimel, as far as Pinchas is concerned, Vaisalo, is a continuation, it's a follow up to the Brisi Shalom in the previous Pasuk, because Brisi Shalom means like Elio, or you are Elio, Pinchas you will live Liolam, because Shalom means Chaim. Chaim means eternal life. And therefore, as far as Kahuna is concerned, you, Pinchas, will remain a Kohen for all of eternity, because you will not die. So that's the Kunas Olam. The Chiddush of the Bris, as far as Kahuna is concerned, is Lo Ulazaro Achrov. Because as far as Zera Pinchas is concerned, there's no Brisi Shalom. It's only hidden, he's no saying Lo Brisi Shalom. Only Pinchas himself gets the Bris Shalom. He gets to live Elio Liad. But as far as his children is concerned, they're not guaranteed immortality, but they're part of the Bris Kuhunas Olam, which means from their children and their grandchildren and all their heirs, there will always be a Kiyum, there will always be Kuhuna. And now the Brisker Rav makes a major move. And if you listen to the next few minutes, I think you get the whole punchline of the shiur, because this is an amazing chiddush. We're going to see the next few psukim in Malachi in just a minute. But first, we have to see a very important principle that's established by the Gemara in Temura. What happens, my friends, if certain halachas are forgotten from Israel? And this happened at the time of the grief in the mourning for the loss of Moshe Rabbeinu. 3,000 halachas were lost. I got a simple solution. Let's call on the Nevi'im and let them, through Nevuah, replace the Torah that was lost. Maybe I have an even better idea. Why don't we consult with the Urim V'Tumim? So the Gemara in Temur asks this very question. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shlosh Salaf Halachas Nishkechu Nishtakhu B'mei Evlo Shal Moshe. Amar Lo Yoshua. The people came to Yoshua. They were very perplexed. 2 volumes of the Shulchan Aruch were missing. 3,000 halachas. Sha'al. Yoshua, go ahead and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're a Navi. Let him replace these halachas. Amar lo, Yoshua says it won't work. Why? Because lo bashamayim. We have a principle that halacha Torah does not come down from Shamayim. You get a baskel from Shamayim, call it nevuah, it's worthless as far as Torah is concerned. Nevuah is a great thing. It's going to tell us how to go ahead and move, push forward, which way, that way, what we should do at this moment, but it can't replace Torah. Torah is an entity unto itself, irreplaceable if lost. They came to Shmuel. At the time of Shmuel, Sha'al, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring it down in Nevuah. Amar lehem Eila mitzvahs. These are the mitzvahs, and that's it. Ein hanavi rashoi lechadish dover me'ata. Bring the greatest navi in the world. He cannot replace the Torah. So the Brisker Rav now faces a problem. What do we do about the Torah that's lost? Where do we have some sort of an authentic link back to Moshe Rabbeinu that would testify, that would give us a clue as to what Torah was originally given to Klal Yisrael? Because if we don't go back through the Masorah, all the way up the Chagadya backwards to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're in deep trouble. Because no Navi, as great as he is, can replace the Torah that's lost. And Rabbosa, you could imagine that the Brisker Rav probably said this with a kvetch, with a certain sense of what do we do? So much Torah has been lost. You talk about 3,000 halachas at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shtel Zafar, as we say in Yiddish. Just imagine how much Torah has been lost through the Golios. Over thousands of years of exile, of persecution. There seems to be no hope, because even if we get Nevuah Mirtz Hashem, it ain't going to help. Ein Novi Rashoi L'Chadish Dov Lo B'Shamayim. So the Brisker Rav claims that the answer lies, as always, in the Rambam. In this case, the Rambam's introduction to his magnum opus to the Mishneh Torah. And the Rambam goes through 40 generations of Mesoras HaTorah from Moshe till Ravina Rav Ash. But if you read the Rambam very carefully, there are a couple of words in the Rambam that seem totally out of place. The Rambam writes that Moshe Rabbeinu committed the Torah Shebichtav to writing, but there was another Torah that he received, Baal Peh, the Torah Shebaal Peh, and he taught all of it in his Bezdin to Shimim Zakenim, to Elazar and Pinchas, to Yoshua. And although this entire group received the Torah from Moshe, one individual was given the command and the responsibility to pass on the Torah. He would be the final authority. He says, although Shloshtam Kiblu Mimoshe, Elazar, Pinchas, Yoshua sat around when Moshe said the Shia, but Yoshua, Shehu Talmido Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, Masar Torah Shebal Peh V'Tzivoleh. Tzivoleh, you Yoshua, my Talmud, you're in charge of passing on the Torah Shebal Peh. Any question, any issue about the Masorah, you will be the final authority. And the Rambam says that this goes on and on from every generation to the next generation. Yoshua is going to spend his entire life dedicated to passing on the Torah Shebal Peh. And although many Zakenim and many greats and scholars received the Kabbalah from Yoshua, but nevertheless, there was one individual in every generation who was singled out to be in charge and to be the final authority on the Mesiras HaTorah. And he goes on and on, the Rambam, to tell you who these individuals were. Who are the 40 individuals, each one of which was responsible, he was the final word for the Mesiras Torah Shebaal Peh. And he gets up to Shmuel, and his Bezdin, who received it from Eli. Then David receives the Torah from Shmuel. Again, it's always with his Bezdin. So the Zkenim are all there. But there's one individual, call him the Rosh Hashiva if you will, he's in charge of the Masorah. He's the final word. So we're always connected back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And we have the original Torah Shebaal Peh. And then the Rambam says something that seems to be totally out of place, unnecessary. He says that the next chain, the next link in the chain, who's going to receive the Torah from David HaMelech and his Beis Din, because again, David received the Torah from Shmuel, is going to be Achia HaShiloni, Erz Gevezin and Alta Yid. The Rambam tells us that Achia Shiloni was Miyotze Mitzrayim. He was a member of Shevet Levi, and he heard the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. He was young at the time of Mesiras HaTorah, but he had heard the Torah. He connects us back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he's going to be the next link in the chain after David HaMelech and his best. Okay, we're doing well. We've gotten up to Achia Shiloni. But what now? How do we move forward from Achia Shiloni? Says the Rambam, Eliyahu kibel me'achia Shiloni u'bezdino. Eliyahu is the next in line. He's the next Rosh Hashiva. He's the next link in the Dorei Doros, in the transmission of Torah. Says the Brisker Rav, let's go back to the Pasuk in Malachi, which is number 6, back on your first page. Ki sifsei kohen yishmru das, v'torah yevakshu mipiru, ki malach Hashem tzvokosu. Frekta Briskerov, what is this pasuk all about? Who is this Kohen? The Malachi is talking about a Kohen. It sounds like he's talking about one Kohen. So I have a friend, Mr. Kohen. You all have a friend, Mr. Kohen. So who's he talking about, Mr. Kohen? Who is this Kohen? Torah Yivakshu Mefiu. And it sounds like Malachi is telling us at the end of Tanakh that there's going to be one Kohen that we're going to defer to and confer with in order to be Mavakish Torah. And he's like a Malach Hashem. Who is it? You guessed it, it's Eliyahu. Eliyahu is the Kohen who is Yavakshu Mipiyu. He's the individual who links us back to Moshe Rabbeinu in all generations, because Eliyahu was Mekabel the Torah from Achia Shiloni, and Eliyahu never died. Chai Leolam Voed. Nira Lefarish, says the Brisker Rav. Yechiel, if you're with me, we're on number 9 on page 2, line 4. Nira Lefarish. The Kavanas Apostle, Mishum de Be'emes, Kabbalah Shel Torah Shebal Peh, Nilkecha Mi'itonu. The last link in the chain of 40 generations, Ravina Ravashi, were with Chasimas HaTalmud. After that, we no longer have a person who's in charge in the Mesiras HaTorah. We don't have one authoritative figure, one Rosh Hashiva, that we can say, whatever he tells us, we know that that's the Mesorah. And we lost the Mesorah at that point. And then you'll tell me, all right, so we lost the Mesorah, we'll get it back from some Novi, or some, you know, we'll get some Ruach HaKodesh at some point. He says, no. Yefshah shetuch solonah, you can't replace the Torah that's lost, as the Gemara says in Tmura, because lo bashamayim he ain't Novi rasha l'chadish dovar. So we'll never get back the Kabbalah HaTorah. That's pretty tragic. That's a very sad situation. We claim that we're part of the Mesorah today, that the Mesorah marches on endlessly. The answer is, the only person who could possibly give us the authentic Kabbalah HaTorah, Mesiras HaTorah, is got to be someone who can link us back to Moshe Rabbeinu through an unbroken chain. Where is that person? I looked it up in the Yellow Pages. I couldn't find such a person. He's not listed. Maybe he has an unlisted number. And Yudi probably doesn't have WhatsApp, right? So how do I get a hold of this guy? Does he live on Almore Avenue? Maybe he lives on Midvale. We'll call him the Midvale of Ebba. Where does he live? He says, Zeu Eliyahu HaNavi. That's what the Rambam tells us. That after Achia Shiloni, who links Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to David HaMelech, to the Beis Dino shall David HaMelech, and he was Mekabel the Torah, he was in charge of it. Well, who did he transmit the Torah to? Achia Shiloni, says the Rambam, transmits the Torah to Eliyahu. For who? Eliyahu Baruch Hashem is now Elechnach. He owed Chai V'Kayah. Val Yodo, and through Eliyahu HaNavi, took Salonu Kabbalah Satorah, Kinesinos of Ar Sinai. We have the faith and the optimism that we will get back the Torah. When it says, by the way, in the Gemara, Teku, it doesn't mean that Eliyahu HaNavi is such a great Navi that he'll answer up all the questions. No. Forget that, because Ein Navi Rashai L'Chadish Dovah. Eliyahu HaNavi will answer up the questions not because of a Navi, but because he was the Mekabel HaTorah. He received the Torah from Achia Shiloni. And he links us back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the only way we could ever get back the lost Torah. Raiders of the lost Torah, we'll call it. V'zeu ha'omer b'mikra, ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das. Who is this kohen? She'etzlo shmura kabbalah satorah. He's holding and preserving the kabbalah satorah of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Who is this kohen, sifsei kohen? Torah yavakshu b'piyu. The answer is, it's Eliyahu HaNavi. Kach nirali bi'uro dahakra. That's the secret of this pasuk in Malachi. Is memela, he says, what comes out of this discussion is that the reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon Pinchas, the Bris Shalom, which means that it'll be Chayim v'Shalom, as we saw before at the beginning of this set of this unit of Psukim in Malachi, he'll live forever. And now it means two things. Number one, it means that Pinchas is given a Bris Kahunas Olam. His Kahuna will continue interminably without termination. But Shanis, it means something even more phenomenal. And that is that if he's given the Bris Shalom and Chaim, and he lives endlessly like Eliyahu HaNavi, then Al Yado, through Pinchas, we have Avtocha of Shmiras Kabbalah Satorah Baal Peh. The tradition of Torah Shebaal Peh will never be lost. He, Pinchas, Eliyahu, will be able to return it to us. And now the Brisker Rav wants to shed a light on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pei Beis, discusses the very enigmatic and complex principle called Kanoim Pogimbo. The Gemara says the name Rav Chisda Bolimolech in Morimbo. If he came to ask us a question, we can't tell him to go kill somebody. And it's Halacha the Ein Morin King. And now, Yechiel, if you want to take a look, we're on the left column on the top of page 2, which is the Hemsheikh of number 10. And it says in the Gemara that since Pinchas could not get a Horah of Kanoim Pogimbo, because it's Halach of Ein Morin Kain, then he endangers his life when he goes after Zimri. Why? Because we have a principle, Habola Hargacha Hashkim Lahargo, which is called a Rodev. Pinchas has the status of a Rodev. The Hersta Maisa? Pinchas is a Rodev. He is endangering the life of Zimri. Zimri can turn around, and if he has the ability, he can kill Pinchas. Maybe Pinchas figured he's too busy with whatever he's doing, I won't go into detail, to catch it on time and turn around and kill me. So he takes the initiative. And the Gemara goes on to tell us an amazing story. How could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu was stunned? Moshe Rabbeinu did not know what was flying. Zimri, the head of Shevet Shimon, is having a relationship publicly in front of the face of Moshe with Kozbi Bas Tzur, this woman from Midian. And Moshe Rabbeinu is frozen in his tracks. He doesn't know what to do. Pinchas is the one who remembers that he heard from Moshe Rabbeinu himself when he came down from Har Sinai that Aboel Aramis Kanoim Pogimbo. So therefore, we have a principle called Karayna Dikva Iu Davi Pravanka. You were the one who brought this halacha. It's like a maskel b'mitzvah gomel gemar. And they tell Pinchas, you go ahead and implement the Kanoim Pogimbo. Says the Brisker Rav, this whole story about Zimri and Pinchas and Moshe's confusion, and the fact that it was Pinchas who brought this halacha and reminded us that it was Moshe who gave us this halacha when he came down from Har Sinai, it's from Yisodei Torah Shebaalpeh. That's all written in this pasuk in Malachi that we just studied. And if you take a look, again, without losing the place in number 11, back in number 6, the third pasuk there, Torah Emes, Hoysim Befiu, the Avlo Lo Nimtza Bisfaso. What does it mean, Torah Emes, Hoysim Befiu? Moshe Rabbeinu is confused. He doesn't know how to paskin halacha, what to do in this case. But Befiu means Befiv Shel Pinchas, who is like a Malach Hashem, who is Yishmeru Das. He's the one who's going to clarify the Mesoras HaTorah. Al Briskunas Olam Shehuv Tachlo, that he, Pinchas, will live forever and his children will live forever, is Mavur Taima Shel Dov. The Torah tells us why. Tachas HaShem Kino L'Olkav Yechapo B'nei Yisrael. He saved B'nei Yisrael from utter destruction. But what about the second capacity? The second gift that's bestowed upon Pinchas, namely, that he will be the Shomer HaKabbalah, he will be the last authority, he's Elio, who has an unbroken tradition going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's still alive today. What's the reason for that? Says the Brisker Rav, we don't find that the Torah gives us any explanation for the second capacity of Torah Yavakish Mipiu, of Shmiras HaKabbalah. Says the Brisker Rav, the answer lies, Ki Sifsei Kohen Yishmeru Das. Which means that the first pasuk tells us that why was he Zoche? And the answer is because he has Torah Emes Befiu. He is Yishmeru Das. What does it mean, Yishmeru Das? Das means Torah. And he's the Shomer of the Das Torah. He's the one who's going to determine when a question comes up, halacha l'maaseh, what is the true Mesorah? And the reason why he, Pinchas, is Zoche to be the final authority in the Mesiras Torah Shebaal Peh is because he's the one who's Mora Hora. He's the one who's Mora Hora at the time of the mice of Zimri and Cosby, and that's what he's going to do ultimately, throughout Jewish history, who Zocha Lios, Shomer, Kabbalah Satorah, Shmura Etzlo, Lachzira Elenu Losid, Love of Nation, Torah Emes, Hoysa Befiu. He had the Torah Emes. What does it mean, Torah Emes? Most of the Mefarshim say that this Pasuk in Malachi, Torah Emes, Hoysa Befiu, is a reference to Aaron HaKohen, says the Brisker Rav Dolefi Pshuto. It's a reference to Pinchas. And he tells over the whole sugya in Sanhedrin, the whole story. And Pinchas declares, as the Gemara calls it, Rav Maisav in his Karalach of Yomar, he declares, Lo kachli maritonu beritcha me'ar Sinai. It's fascinating to me, by the way, on the side, if I can add this, that the very first halacha, it seems like, according to Gemara Sanhedrin, that Moshe Rabbeinu passed on of Torah Shebaal Peh when he came down from Sinai, is Abol Aram is Kaneon Pogim. Because the Torah depends upon Shmira, on protection, on Zihirut, on care, and careful, meticulous Richuk in the area of immorality. That's the Geder that defines the Jewish people. Chazal say in the Medrash that the reason why we were chosen for Kabbalah Sator is because during those years of Mitzrayim, we were Shomer. On this area, we did not have any relationships with the Egyptians. Again, there may have been a few exceptions, but as a whole, and that's why Hashem chose us to be the Am School of a Goy Kadosh. So it's Pinchas who tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, dost vergessen? Could you have forgotten that the first halacha you taught us when you came down from Har Sinai is that Bo'ol Aram is, the man is undermining the whole Kedusha V'tara and Tznius of Klal Yisrael, Kanoim Pogimbo. There's a terrible danger here. The Malach HaMavis is wavering over the heads of Klal Yisrael. He's threatening to take away Klal Yisrael and bring them Chas Shom to Kloya. Pogimbo. We got to get rid of this guy. Wipe him out. We have no choice. That's the only way we can defeat the Malach HaMavis. Amalei, so Moshe Rabbeinu gives him the okay. You're the one who read the letter. You're the one who brought back this halacha. Is Il Avi Pravanka, you go ahead and implement the letter. At this moment that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the Torah, the Sanhedrin HaGedolah, 70 elders forgot the Torah, they didn't know what to do. Pinchas was the one, Ra'a Maisa, Nizkar Halacha, he's got Torah Semes. Therefore, Torah Yavakesh Mipiyu, he's the one who deserves to be singled out with a special, unique role throughout Jewish history of the preservation of the Kabbalah, the true Misora of Torah Shebal Peh. That's the reason Sifsei Kohen Yishmeru Das. And now, Rabosa, if you could turn to page 3, just tell me how we're doing on the clock. Oh, good. Okay.
6 minutes.
Okay, I'll try to do it in 6 minutes. I can't promise any magical results, but I'm on the roll now. I'm on the roll. I started drinking coffee. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know. Anyway, there's an unbelievable chiddush in the Drasha Haran. The Ran wants to know, why is it that with the passage of time, from one generation to the next, Nismata HaChachma VaNevua Dor Achar Dor, less Chachma, less Nevua. Chazal say, HaRishonim Kemalachim, Anu Bnei Adam, etc., etc. We don't compare to the Rishonim. And he quotes different statements of Chazal. We call it in our language, you read us, Hadoras. The Ram doesn't use that term. And he says the answer is very posh, very fundamental. Moshe Rabbeinu is the original receiver of both Nevuah and Chachma, straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Elos HaElos, from the cause of all causes. We call it the prime mover. Moshe Rabbeinu gets it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Nevuah is panim el panim. And the Torah is given over to Moshe Rabbeinu like a person who dictates a dictation to his secretary. But now Moshe is going to pass it on to the next generation, to Yoshua. He's already an olul. Olul means his source of the Torah is already from a receiver. Moshe receives it from the original, from the prime mover. But he can only play a role as a secondary olul to pass it on to Yoshua. And with every generation, as we pass it down from one to the next, the hashpah, the Kabbalah Sator, becomes weaker and weaker. We become further and further removed from the original Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Mekabel the Torah. And each one in the link of tradition is somehow trying to get back to Moshe Rabbeinu, but everyone in the link is only an emtza'i, he's only a middle person, he's a conduit, he's passing it on, he's an intermediary. Moshe Rabbeinu passed it to Yoshua. Yoshua is the closest that we have to the original Kabbalah Satorah, to Chachma Nevuah. That's why the Torah repeats more than once, V'samachtas Yodecha Olav, V'yismoches Yodav Olav. And this could go on, the smicha from one generation to the other, from one Navi to the other, HaNaviim Nimshachim, but it's always B'emtzos, it's only through, always through a medium, whether it be Yoshua, whether it be Zekanim, and it goes on and on. But only with regard to Moshe Rabbeinu, the original Kabbalah Satorah is Lokom Navi Od Kemoshe, Asher Yido Hashem Ponim El Ponim. And so it makes sense, and it has to be this way, that it goes down from level to level in a descending order. The Madrega Rishona to the Madrega Achrona. And he says the following, that if you accept this thesis, that the Hashpah, the Shefa coming from the Rav to the Talmud is somewhat weak, it's not the original, it doesn't go back and back and back, it means that the Talmud has to get as close as he possibly can to the Rebbe, so that he doesn't lose even an ounce of that transmission. And that's why Chazal emphasized that make sure your Rebbe is gadol mimcha, so you can get the gadlus of previous generations. If he learns from his Rebbe and his Rebbe is great, he's linking up to earlier generations. That's why Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, "Hi Adifa Michavri, why am I in any sense greater than my colleagues? Because Chazisei l'Rabbi Meir, because I saw Rabbi Meir." And the Gemara tells us on the pasuk, "Heyu einecha roim es morecha," that you should see your Rebbe, connect with him, get the shefa, what he's bringing down from previous generations, and get it the real as close as you can to the original. Chachmas adam tayr panav, see his face, get the chachma. Be as close as possible. Says the Ran. This is the pshat in the sugya of Elisha and Eliyahu. Elisha comes to Eliyahu and he says to him, "What am I going to do? My master is leaving. My teacher is gone." So Eliyahu says to Elisha, "Okay, before I'm taken away from you, sha'al ma'eselach. What would you want from me? What can I do for you?" Vayomer Elisha, v'hina pishnaya baruch olai. I need you to give me a double portion of your spirit, of your legacy, of your Torah. Vayomer Eliyahu says, hekshes Elisha. That's a very tall order. But I'll make a deal with you. Very strange deal. And Eliyahu says to Elisha, "Im tira osi lukach bimcha. If you will be present when I am taken away from you, then yehila chaken. Let it be, so shall it be. You'll get a double portion. But im ayin, if you're not there with me, lo yeah, you won't get it." What does it mean? We understand hikshes Elisha. This is a tall question. Says the Ran, "You, Elisha, are an olul mimeni. You received the Torah from me. You're asking for a double portion. How could you be greater than me? After all, you can't be greater than your Rebbe. Whatever you have from me. If anything, you'll be a little bit lower, but how could you ask for a double portion? All your ashpaz b'emtza'usi is through me as your intermediary. An olul, which means the receiver, lo yischazik yosef min ha'ila, from the giver, he could never go beyond that." And Eliyahu gives him the answer. "Im tira osi lukach mitach," says the Ran. What's going to happen to Eliyahu, and then we'll get to Elisha in just a minute. At the moment that Eliyahu is taken away, says the Ran, "B'eshe yimshach," when he will be taken away, "his hashpa, his greatness," meaning Eliyahu's greatness, "will be doubled." Whatever Eliyahu achieved in his physical, biological lifetime, he reached a certain level. Now he's going to go way beyond that level because he's becoming like a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. He's being taken away. His body is no longer a physical body in the classical sense. His nefesh and guf now form a combination which is like Malachi Asharis. So he says to Elisha, "Im tiro si b'esahi," if you would be able to see me as I leave you, at that very moment, when my powers in ruchnius, in spirituality, when my level in sanctity is doubled, then yelachakeh, you will be able to receive from me a double portion, meaning relative to what I can give you now, it's 100%, but relative to what I can bestow upon you, if you're there at the time, that critical moment that I'm taking away, it's 200%. You'll get a pishnayim. But if, lo yeah, you won't be there at that moment, then the maximum you can get is what I can give you now. Nothing beyond that. It means you're not ready, you're not on the level to receive a pishnayim. And at the end, of course, the good news is that Elisha was there when Eliyahu was taken up to Shamayim to become a Malach Hashem, and he was able to receive, as he had requested, a Pishnai Miruchacha. I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
What's happening here? I'm sorry.
In other words, the Rebbe is an Elah, the Talmud is an Olul, the Rebbe can only pass on whatever he has in his otzar, in his collection and achievement in ruchnius, in nevuah, in chachma, that's the most he can pass on. And even that he can't pass on 100%. Because he's an emtza'i. And it's one step removed. But Eliyahu himself now is going to double in his spirituality. He's no longer a nefesh and a guf combined as we know it. He's a nefesh and a guf combined as Malachi Asharis are combined. He's going to double, so to speak, says the Ran, in his spiritual level. If you're with me at that critical moment before I leave you, before I depart from you forever, then I, Eliyahu says, can impart on you, I can give over to you, like Moshe gives through Smicha to Yoshua, I can give you myself, meaning my legacy will be a reflection of what level I'm at. And that's called in the Lashon HaMikra in Tanakh, Pishnai Miruchacha. Hekshei Solisho, but at the end of the day, Eliyahu is able to achieve this goal. Now, based on this amazing chiddush of the Ran, we go on and build another building block on top of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that Pinchas was zocha to two things. Number one, he got kahunas olam. Number two, he became the shomer, I'm looking for an English word, the protector, if you will, of Torah, of the Masorah, the true Kabbalah of Torah Shebaal Peh, because he's Eliyahu who goes back in an unbroken chain through the Masorah to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Pinchas was the one who reminded Moshe Rabbeinu of the Halach. But now we can add a whole new element into the equation, because the Ran is not just talking about Chokhmas HaTorah. What else is the Ran talking about? Nevuah. And the problem is that with Nevuah, when we go from one generation to the other, you know, the Bnei HaNevi'im are called Talmidim. They're Bnei HaNevi'im. They're not biological children to the previous generation of Nevi'im, but they are spiritual students of the Nevi'im, children of the Nevi'im, but the children are Olul, and therefore they're one Madrega removed. And now we're in a situation where we have no one who could claim that he has the Madrega of Nevuah, of the early ones, of the great ones, because we're down and down and down. So with the passage of time, we're faced with the following dilemma. Okay, we have a bris kunas olam. We're going to be able to find the descendants of Pinchas. We're going to be able to find Pinchas, a great Kohen. Asher yishmeru mimenu das haTorah. He's going to be the protector of Torah. But what about Nevuah? What about the fact that with the passage of time from one Novi to the next generation, Nevuah goes down and down and down? And the answer is, which you'll see here in number 16, about halfway down the column, Kimosha Torah nimsera mi mekabel mekabel kacha Nevuah nimsera mi Novi Novi. And therefore, with regard to Nevuah, we say Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai, Mesor li Yeshua. And Iran quotes a pasuk to tell you that as Nevuah is passed down, Yeshua the great Navi, but it's always Bem Tza'ut, it's always through an intermediary. But the answer is, as we say in Uvol Etzion, Anizos Brisi Osam Ruchi Asher Olecha Udvaray Asher Samta Beficha Lo Yamushu Mipicha Mipizarecha Mipizerezarecha Adolam. When the Goel will come to Tzion, we'll have a Chazorah, we'll have a replacement of all the Kabbalah that was lost, all the Mesirat Torah Shebaal Peh, all those myriads of Halachas and Torah that were lost. But not only that, that's Dvorai Asher Samti Beficha, but there's something else here. Ruchi Asher Olecha. What's Ruchi Asher Olecha? Ruchi Asher Olecha is Nevuah. That there will be Nevuah on the level of the original Nevi'im. And how is that possible? After all, the Ran structure seems to indicate that it's going down and down and down. But the answer is Eliyahu HaNavi. As the Pasuk says, Hine Anochi Sholeach Lachem Es Elyo Hanovi Lifnei Bo Hashem Bo Yom Hashem. What does that mean? Elyo will appear, he'll become accessible Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem, on that great day of the Geula, of the ultimate redemption. Nimtza, we're at the bottom of page 3, about to turn to page 4. Shegam Chazor HaKabbalah Shel Torah Shebaal Peh, not only will Torah Shebaal Peh be replaced, all that was lost by Eliyahu, but Gam Chazor HaNevuah Yiyeh Al Yidei Eliyahu HaNavi. Shehu Chai V'Kayah. Eliyahu HaNavi, who, as we said, doubled in his ruach at the time that he was taken up to Shamayim as a malach, he's still alive and well today. He, at the end of time, will bring us back to Nevuah. And therefore, when the pasuk says in Malachi, ki siv seikon yishmu das, v'tori yavakesh mipiu ki malach Hashem tzvakos, the word das, Rashi says in Parashas Ki Tisa, means Ruach HaKodesh. So Sif Seikon Yishmu Das is Ruach HaKodesh. At the time of Golus, we lost Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore we don't have Nevuah. Nevuah is an intense, upgraded level of Ruach HaKodesh. So with the Golus, we lost Ruach HaKodesh. Chagei Zechariah Malachi, the last of Nevi'im, we don't have Nevuah. However, we do have Nevuah. And where is that Nevuah? That Nevuah is Ki Sif Seikoi Yishmu Das. The word Das here, as opposed to the next word in the Pasuk, which is Torah. Torah is Chachma. Das is not Chachma. Das is Ruach HaKodesh. Das is a communication from on high. Das is Nevuah. Sif Sei Kohen Yishmu Das. Who is this Kohen who's Shomer Das? If Das is Nevuah, then Eliyahu HaNavi, indicated by this pasuk, he's the Shomer HaNevuah. And we don't have to be depressed about the fact that we lost Nevuah, we lost Ruach HaKodesh with Golus, because it still exists. And it will be brought back to the fore. It will be accessible for us again through Eliyahu HaNavi, because he's the Shomer of Nevuah. The Gam Torah Yavakish Mipiu, he's the Chozer, he is the one who is the Shomer and Torah Shebaal Peh. Both will come to fruition, Torah and Nevuah, through Eliyahu HaNavi. Sif Sei Kohen Yishmu Das, the Kohen here is Pinchas himself, because Pinchas is Eliyahu. He's the Kohen Li Olam, because he was promised Bris Kuhunas Olam. And that Kohen who is promised Kuhunas Olam, that Pinchas who's Eliyahu, will be in charge of not only Chazoras Torah Shebaal Peh, but also of Chazoras HaNevuah.
When did Pinchas name change Eliyahu? What point did it change?
I don't know when he got the exact name change. I think they must have had a special Mishaberich for him after he got the bracha of Bris Kuhunas Olam. And they said, Harei Atah Eliyahu. Or maybe, you know what, who is the Malach of Eliyahu at Eliyahu's Bris? Well, I don't want to say it was Pinchas, because then I'm separating Pinchas from Eliyahu.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Okay, Shkai.
May the Lord be with you.
Let's just review the pasuk in Malachi. Toras emes hoisa b'fiu, v'avla lo nimtza b'sfasov. So with regard to the Bris Kuhunas Olam that was promised to Pinchas, and the Torah gave its reasoning, that was clear, tachas ha-shekino lalokam, as we discussed earlier. But with regard to Shmiras Kabbalas HaTorah, that he, Pinchas, will be the one who replaces and restores the Torah to us, dafke him, why was he zocha? And the answer is, mipnei she toras emes hoisav b'fiu v'avlo lo nimtza b'sfasav. He was the one who was shomer, the Kabbalah. He was the one who brought back and restored that halacha that was forgotten, that principle of kadoim pogibo. And it was toras emes. He's in charge of the tradition of the Mesorah and the transmission of the Torah. But perhaps in the light of what we discussed, we could say that there are two things in this pasuk. Number one, he, Pinchas, will be machzir the Mesiras HaTorah. But number two, he will be machzir the Nevuah that was taken away. And these two things are written in the pasuk. Yishmeru Das is Nevuah. Torah Yivakish Mipiu is Torah. And the pasuk says, Torah's Emes Oysa Befiu V'Avlo Lo Nimtza B'Sfasov. The Torah is giving us a time why Pinchas was zochet to be machzir the Kabbalah. And we could add another element here. The pasuk could have said, or is saying, more than just what we think it's saying. Tzarech liyo shapasuk bo lo seis tam gal al zeh shetachzar nevuah. And perhaps there are two things in this pasuk. Torah's emes hoisa b'fihu. That's a reference to Torah Shebal Peh, as the Brisker Rav developed. But the avlo lo nimtza b'sfasav. That's a reference to nevuah. And why is that? Because as the pasuk says in the very next pasuk, sivsei kohen yishmu das, which is a reference to nevuah. And why does the pasuk emphasize that avlo lo nimtza b'sfasav? And the answer lies in the purpose and the essence of nevuah. What is nevuah? Why does it exist? What is the entity, the reality of the existence of nevuah? And the answer is in the Rambam, not in one place, but he repeats himself twice. In the 8th perek of Hilchus Yisodei HaTorah, dedicated to nevuah, he writes, Navi lo lasos dasu ba, he's not coming to teach us mitzvahs, but rather litzavos al divrei Torah, to command us, to warn us about zehirus in Torah, to give us tochacha, make sure that we don't overstep our bounds. The ikra of nevuah, says the Rambam, therefore is lahazir al divrei Torah. And if you look in the 4th perek of Hilchus Tshuva, the Rambam says, v'chein kol anavim hochichu es Yisrael ad shechazur b'tshuva. In other words, the role and the function of a Navi is to give Musar, to castigate the people. Tochacha la'am. Now, ask yourself, why is it that Eliyahu is singled out as the one person who's going to be machzir es hanevuah? And the answer is, avlo lo nimtza b'sfasav, b'sholom uv'mishar holach iti v'rabim heshiv mi'ovon. He is the one who's going to bring back people from sin. And when a person gives tochacha, it's a very tricky business. It's a slippery slope. There's always a possibility that when you give tochacha, you might slight someone, you might insult them. But about Pinchas, the Torah declares, avla lo nimtza b'sfasav. And the pasuk therefore is telling us that not only is Pinchas going to be given the task of Shmiras Kabbalas HaTorah, and that's what it means, Torah's Emes Hoysa B'Fiyu. He is the one who replaces the lost Torah. And therefore he is the one who fits into the categories described by Malachi as Torah Yavakish Mipiyu. But that's only one dimension. Then we get to the second dimension of Sifsei Kohen Yishmu Das. Das is a reference to Nevuah. He, Pinchas, is chosen to be Machzir Nevuah. But why? And the answer is, because Avlo lo nimtza b'sfasav. His tochacha is pure. It's L'shem Shemayim. With great sensitivity, like a Navi. He is the paradigm of a Navi. And therefore he will live forever and restore Nevuah at the end of time. So Torah Semes Hoysa B'Fiyu, the ratio of this pasuk is reference to Kabbal Satorah being V'Avlo Lo Nimtza B'Sfasav, is going to lead us to Sivsei Kohen Yishmu Das. As we said before, Das is Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, because since Avlo Lo Nimtza B'Sfasav, and he represents the right way of giving tshuva, of giving tochacha, bringing people to do tshuva, he represents V'Rabim Heshiv Me'Avon. He is the paradigm of a Navi, the prototype of a Navi. and therefore he's in charge of being Masin Levui. Ratzom it be his will that we be zocher to the Gilui, to the revolution, to the revelation, I should say, of Sifsei Kohen Yishmu Das V'Tor Yivak Yishmi Piyu, when we'll see Elio Anovi. We'll learn the Torah of Elio HaNavi. He'll replace the Torah that was lost over so many centuries and millennia, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. When we'll have access to the great Navi, to Elio, who's going to be again filling that role of a Navi, the classical role of Rabbim Heshev Miyavon. May this come to be speedily in our times. B'mehera v'yameinu ken yiratzon amen.